You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Starting a new school or transitioning to university when you're blind or partially sighted isn't always easy. Here to tell me about her transition to the Royal National College for the Blind, I'm now joined by Emmy Anstey. Emmy, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You've recently started at the RNC. How have you been getting on so far?
Yeah, I've been getting on okay. This is, I think, my fifth week now. Obviously, there's a few kind of teething things at the beginning, but that always happens at the start of a new year, whether it's school or college. There's always technology and things to sort out, especially being here at a residential college. Those extra things that had to be sorted out.
What is it you're studying?
So I'm doing A-level history, well, level 3 audio media, and at some point I'll also be starting level 2 and level 3 braille. But then alongside that, I'm also doing mobility skills, independent living skills, digital assistive technology, and some bits as well.
Exciting stuff. You mentioned there that you're eventually going to be doing some braille. How important do you find braille? You know, there's various different ways that we navigate the world, with braille just being one of them.
I still have enough vision to not have to use it. However, due to my condition being generative, worth having as a backup for the future, it could be very useful. But the biggest thing is I'm doing level 3 because I potentially want to teach braille as my job in the future and then getting really solid on it. Yeah. So that if I do have to, if my vision does go, then I've got that as well as audio to fall back on, so I can still do everything I want to do despite if going completely blind potentially in the future.
You mentioned a couple of teething issues, and they're, you know, bound to happen when moving anywhere really, but how has the transition been and now going to the RNC?
I had to set obviously a few bits up in my room, just kind of getting used to being away from home really. First time I've ever done any studying anywhere away from home, and I'm like 3 hours away from Northampton. So there's a few things like kind of working out where the washing machine and stuff is and how that works, and that was part of my internet living skills, but that was also something that then had to be sorted out. Some of the lessons and timetables and stuff had to be sorted, and setting up laptops and stuff. So just general things really. At the start, it was a bit strange effectively being here, like I said, been away from mum and dad and everyone back at home, but I made so many good friends that it's been great.
Glad to hear it. And what support been like? I know when we had you on as part of our 20th anniversary, we were talking about what support at school was like, but now that you're at the RNC, how's support been?
There's lots of support they offer. So we have like residential support officers that if you go and ask them about an issue or ask them help, then they'll happily provide it. But also all like the second and third years, like they're more than happy to help the first years who are starting. And also with the first years, we've been helping each other with working around campus, and people need help with guiding. Those who can see have been helping. So There's no shortage of people who are happy to support.
All in all then, a good start to your life then at RNC.
Yeah, it's been great. The social stuff's been brilliant because we have a student bar that's open 3 nights a week. And we go up there and they do like quiz nights, bingo nights, we had karaoke night last 2 Fridays, we've got games night tonight. And then we also just do stuff in the common rooms, like just have a chat and stuff and get together in the common room. The social stuff, actually I spoke to my parents last week and they were like, well, we forgot you were there to actually study as well as enjoy yourself.
Finally, Emmy, no doubt we'll hear all about this on your YouTube channel. For listeners who are unfamiliar, point them in the direction of your channel.
My YouTube channel is called Emmy's VIP Life. VIP bit stands for Vision Impaired Person. And it's basically all about what it's like living with a vision impairment and just showing that you can do whatever you want to achieve despite having that disability. And hopefully I'll be able to put some of the new things that I've done at college on there in the upcoming couple of weeks.
Well, fantastic stuff. Emmy Anstey, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and best of luck for your time at the Royal National College for the Blind.
Thank you.